Hey there, it's Jet Teeley, the emeritus host of the SoCal Restaurant Show and the executive chef of Pak Pao Thai in Dallas. You're listening to the very best in Food 411 on AMA 30 KLAA.
And welcome back. It is the SoCal Restaurant Show, and we're here with you every Saturday morning from 10 a.m. until 12 noon right here on AM 830 KLAA, the home of Ducks hockey and Angels baseball. And yes, the Ducks are on the road tonight playing the Chicago Blackhawks, and I think the puck drops at 5:30. I am Andy Harris, the executive producer and co-host of the show. Happy to be here. Do keep up with us on social media. A lot of good information there that connects Saturdays and also enhances what we do here on the show. And as a matter of fact, if you look at either our Instagram or our Facebook feed right now, you will see some tantalizing food imagery of some of the wonderful menu items that are on Butcher's House Brasserie, which, not too surprising, is our next subject of conversation. There is a wonderful new restaurant that has opened at the SoCo Collection in Costa Mesa. You have a very experienced French chef who's really doing two concepts under one roof. It is a wonderful American steakhouse on one hand with properly aged prime beef. And it is also a French brasserie with all of those items that you would expect on the menu, like the French onion soup and so on. Had a chance to dine there a few weeks ago. Sample a lot of the menu, I'm not embarrassed to say. Was very impressed and wanted to get their chef owner, Joffrey, on the show to talk about what is going on. So it is a pleasure to welcome to the SoCal Restaurant Show for the first time, Chef Joffrey Offer. Chef, good morning and welcome.
Good morning. Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Well, Chef, I'm taking you away from brunch service right now, so we appreciate the chance to catch up. Chef, you work a lot of hours and you are open a lot of hours. To start things off, please let our listeners know, Chef, what days you're open and what meal periods, because, again, you're working long weeks, Chef.
Yeah, long weeks. But, you know, this is, I guess, every chef in the industry that's trying to perform a minimum and express whatever they're feeling like they want to express through the plate. We're all doing a lot of hours. It's just not me. I think it's really industry-wide. Whoever has the minimum of passion is doing a lot of hours. For us at Butcher's House, we open from Tuesday to Friday, 11 a.m., 3 p.m., and then we're back open for dinner at 5 p.m. until about 11 p.m. or until the party keeps going, then we stay open. You know, the more we are and the longer we stay. And then for Saturday and Sunday, we are doing brunches. So on Saturday, we're opening a little earlier, which is 10 a.m. until 3 p.m., and we have the full menu available and as well a brunch menu that we serve.
Go ahead.
Then we're opening back Saturday night, 5 p.m. until closing, and Sunday it's brunch hours only from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., and we serve full menu plus the brunch menu.
Wonderful. Now, Chef, you have a very handsomely designed space. People are very interested right now in outdoor dining. Please tell us about your wonderful patio that overlooks the fountain there at SoCo, and then the inside seating, if you will, just to kind of set the stage for the look of the restaurant.
Mm-hmm. Well, the restaurant, the inside feel of the restaurant, I think it really like talks the whole concept by itself. When you're getting in, you know, the warmth of the brick walls and the green booth, the green leather booth, the dark table with the brass, polished brass edges, the bar that's having some darker tones, but still being, pleasant to sit. So, and then you see the meat aging in the background. I think really coming inside the restaurant, you're really feeling, what did we want to express by doing Butcher's House? But we also offer the outdoor patio, which we have table coming from France that was imported from France, a typical brasserie table that you would see in almost any downtown in any cities, I would say, in Paris, Toulouse, Lyon, Bordeaux, anywhere you go in France in any downtown and hang out as a local, you'll find this type of feel. And the restaurant originally already had a little patio. And when we opened Butcher's House, we added an extension that we added about 25 seats close to the fountain in the middle of the plaza, which is enclosed, and we have beautiful umbrellas, little planters around. So that makes you, feel, I would say, really nice about the situation right now with the pandemic. You'll be very comfortable coming, out, according to however you feel comfortable. But outside, we have plenty of seatings. They are fairly spaced. And it's, the SoCo South Coast Collection, it's a really beautiful center. And I think the tables and the layout and the way the plaza is, it really makes you feel like you're in a little restaurant in any downtown you would be in Europe, pretty much.
Being able to look, Chef, at that interior courtyard from your patio, which is very restful. You don't feel you're in a very densely packed urban area, which, of course, surrounds you. So I think you were very fortunate in getting that location and what you did with it. But, Chef Joffrey, just to let our listeners know, you were not unfamiliar with SoCo because before you went out on your own, where were you for a number of years that just happens to have a location in SoCo? You can see it from your patio.
Exactly. So, I stayed close to home pretty much. Because when I came here at first in 2014 in Los Angeles, but then in late 14, I started with Mooning in Newport Beach. So with Laurent, and we opened the Moulin, and we grow the brand with multiple locations. And location number 4 happens to be in SoCo. So there is a little Moulin, which is pretty much all the pastry lab and all the production for the pastries and the sweets that is happening there. So that was, I think we opened Moulin there in 2020, if I'm not mistaken. And so that got me close to SoCo, which I knew SoCo because when I moved to OC in 2014, I lived very close. I lived in Mesa Verde in Costa Mesa, and I really enjoyed living there, and I was visiting the center, let's say, quite often. But to me, it was always missing a little bit of food, a little bit of a game, I want to say, like something that attracts you to sit and enjoy and have good food and spend a good moment, because again, I think it's a beautiful center and people would really love like sitting and enjoying good food and having a pleasant atmosphere around. And so pretty much before going on my own, I was often here at SoCo walking with Moulin right in front, next door, and then I happened to have the opportunity to take over the space, and so it's all joy for me, pretty much. It's all like concluding, let's say, dreams or goals, if we have to say it. Yeah.
Well, Chef, it's like it was meant to happen. Before we go out to break and pick up the conversation, you're actually a second-generation trained butcher. Chef, why do you feel so many of the young chefs that are coming up right now don't have that experience and don't seem to really want that experience? Because a classically trained European chef, in terms of the art of butchery, this is something that's second nature to them, that they come up with. Why do you think that's happening?
Well, I think it starts from the whole, cultural and also educational system. In France, I think culturally, we value any food industry, whether it's the cheese, whether it's the produce, whether it's the meat, well, anything that's related to food, it's really valued, and there's a lot of like dedication and passion put into it, and whoever grew up in France is raised with that respect of that food industry, that gastronomy, if I have to say. And here, I do think that, unfortunately, the educational system does not encourage people to go into that field. It's more seen as a field which is not the best to take, you know, not the greatest. Yes, you can have fun, you can like it, but you're not going to have a great life. I think that's the sad part about it. I think if younger generation were raised being told and being shown that throughout the food industry that there really is a way to have a happy life, because at the end of the day, I think the bottom line is that we want to be happy and wake up and do something that we like every day. But also, I mean, obviously, we all want to make a living enough so we can pay bills and put food on the table. But I do think that the food industry is getting to be seen the wrong way. You know, we all wake up. The first thing we do is get breakfast. So we get food. The last thing we do when we go at the end of the day, we get dinners. And when you want to meet with friends, then you meet around, whether it's a coffee, whether it's a lunch or anything. And when you have a family event, then you sit at a table. And most of the human exchange, I think the relationships are built around the table sharing food, to me.
Absolutely.
And I think it's really sad to point that industry with the finger saying, that's not the best career for you, you know, life's going to be hard. Now, yes, it's a lot of hours and it's a hard work, but if you wake up happy and you go to bed tired and happy and you start again the next day, then why not? You know, at the end, every job has difficulties, every job has good parts, and every job has it's an inconvenience. But being able to grow in that industry, and if I talk for myself, I've been in that industry for close to 14 years now, and now I come to a point where I can finally express exactly the passion I have and translate it into a table and welcome people into my own house, pretty much, which would be the restaurant, and share with them all that, you know. And I think that's really a big return of all those hours and all that work that you can put in. The return, the reward of having a restaurant that is full and people are laughing and people are exchanging and some are asking you, how do you do the sausage and why and where it's from? I wouldn't trade for anything, if I have to say. This is one of the best feelings you can get. And you get to get it every day. And yes, sometimes there is day that you're kind of mad at it and you're thinking, well, if I could, I would quit on you. But you just don't. This is just like being married, or just like having a big brother or a little brother or a big sister or a little sister. There's days that they make you mad, but at the end of the day, you wouldn't quit on them, or you wouldn't want them to not be around you. And I think for my part, the restaurant industry and cooking and all those hours, you know, they became part of me, and I think they become part of any chef that's performing into that. And if you don't have it for a while, then you miss it. You know, you're missing your adrenaline. You're missing that part of you that expresses itself, you know, through the table.
Chef, your enthusiasm is apparent and abundant. We need to take a brief pause here. When we come back, we're going to pick up the conversation and talk about the menu items at Butcher's House. You are listening to the SoCal Restaurant Show. We're speaking with chef proprietor Joffrey Offer. His new restaurant is Butcher's House Brasserie at SoCo. We're proudly presented each and every week by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats.